Texte numéro 80. Nationalism is the ideology of our age. No wonder the world is in crisis. An opinion from former PM Gordon Brown. At the very moment the world needs to work together to address global problems that cannot be resolved without global solutions, it is being pulled apart not just by conflicts, but also by a rising protectionism. Pillars of the post-Cold War world order are tumbling down as we leave behind the unipolar, hyper-globalised, neoliberal era. Those who try to build the present in the image of the past are finding themselves wholly ill-equipped to meet the challenges of the future. I argue we now need new models for growth, national economic management and global cooperation. No one can deny the significance of the emergence of new power centres around the world, the growing importance of services and the digital economy at the expense of manufacturing, the education-rich and education-poor divide that is replacing the old manual-non-manual divide, and the serious existential threats to our planet. No growth model can meet the needs of the 21st century without incorporating rising concerns about environmental and economic equity and re-evaluating the role of finance. And the manufacturing-led, export-driven, low-wage models of development that until recently served every industrialising country are being overtaken not just by demographic shifts, but by technological advances that mean more goods can be manufactured by a markedly smaller workforce. All this is determining the seismic shifts in our geopolitics. First, as we move from a unipolar to a multipolar world, no single country has the power to command and control us, only the power to propose and persuade. Second, there is now no consensus that open markets benefit all. Policies promoting privatisation, deregulation and liberalisation, which became popularly known as the Washington Consensus, now have few supporters, even in Washington. Most important of all, nationalism has replaced neoliberalism as the dominant ideology of the age. If, for the past 30 years, economics drove political decision-making, now politics is determining economic decisions, with country after country weaponizing their trade, technology, industry, and competition policies. The win-win economics of mutually beneficial commerce is being replaced by the zero-sum rivalries of I win, you lose, as movements such as America First, China First, India First, and Russia First, my tribe first, threaten to descend into an us versus them geopolitics of my country first and only. The one hopeful sign of cooperation is NATO unity over Ukraine. But this should not blind us to the scale of global disunity, with almost all of Africa, Asia, Latin America and the Middle East standing aloof from sanctions against Russia and even condemnation of its war crimes. Very few can ever benefit from this fragmentation, and almost everywhere inequality is on the rise. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.